Serves your right. Serves your right. There you go. And that's what you get when you're messing around. Welcome back, Alex. Smashing your elbow up.
That really, really hurt.
Are you bleeding?
No, not yet.
No, no. See, I was trying to sync the cameras with a clap. Alex smashed his elbow up. Humorous.
I've got an indentation from the soundboard.
Yeah. Welcome back, Alex. And welcome back, watchers, listeners, and fans of the Vape Show podcast. You finished with your moaning?
Keep going, keep going.
Well, in today's show, we have a variety of devices.
We do.
And we've got a bit of e-liquid. We've got some Nic salts.
Yes.
And we've got some short fill.
Yes.
And we've got a range of different types of disposables.
We do.
Something for everyone, is yes. what I'd like to say.
Yes, everyone involved.
Everyone involved in the whole vaping juice yes. game, there's something for you.
Yes.
So, Alex.
Pete.
First up.
Second up.
On the table in front of me, Alex, I have Mosmo's latest range of disposables, the Juicy Chock. Juicy Chock. Now, you're probably going, chocolate that's juicy? Well, do you know?
I mean, it can be done.
Think of this. You've got a bar of chocolate.
Yeah.
You snap off a cube and you go, not quite enough. Not quite enough for me. What about four? And you go, ooh, juicy. And on these kind of little cubey pod-looking devices, don't they look like a little pod device? Isn't that cute?
They are a little pod device.
Diddy. It's like four cubes of chocolate.
It's a pod device.
Juicy Chock.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Disposables.
Mosmo, I see what you've done there.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, you're quite right. It's a disposable. There's a huge range of these disposables. Alex, in front of me, I have Spearmint. I'm going to have to read them off because there's so many. Spearmint. We've got Coconut Melon. Now, good. I know that's a flavour that you like. Mango. It's a classic for disposables.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Banana Ice.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
Not happy. But no. I mean, I want to say before, you know, you can carry on if you want, Pete, but I really like the packaging. I think there's something quite old school about it. It's quite 70s inspired packaging. The font that's used.
Retros.
It is very retro.
Yeah.
I like that.
We've got grape. Now, yep, I love a bit of grape. I'm going to pop my grape back there.
Yeah, you do that.
Blueberry.
Blueberry, excellent. Peachy apple.
Peachy apple? How did you read that so fast?
Because it's written on the pod.
Strawberry banana.
Yeah. Watermelon.
Oh, you've beat me to it. And then last up is red monkey. Okay, they've just changed the animal. Others use a bull. These guys use monkey.
I know I'm not going to be cool saying this.
Yeah.
But the red monkey.
Yeah.
It's not a monkey. It's a disposable. And it's not red, it's brown.
It's a confuser.
So I'm a little bit, I haven't had to say this for a while.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit sort of, just call it what it is.
Oh, you want them to say this is the famous energy drink known as the...
Just call it, I know they can't call it energy ice anymore and things like that, but just call it something, red monkey, but it's brown.
Right, do you know what?
No. Carbonated high. Why don't you call it that? Carbonated
high. Have a little try on the grape. I'm not going to go through all of them.
Maybe I need some.
But these here, these six I've kind of picked out as the ones that kind of grab my fancy. We've got grape, blueberry. I thought, you know what? They're kind of classics.
And that's really good. That grape is really good.
Peachy apple. I'm like, I like the sound of that. Peach is always nice. Nice little sweet one. Apple. Ooh, candy apple. What we got going on? Alex, what do you think about that grape?
It was really good. Really nice grape. I've made a balls up, though.
Really? What have you done?
Well, I've picked up one flavour that I'm now going to have to try because that's what we do.
Yeah.
If I pick it up, I've got to try it. And I don't want to try it because it's got banana in it.
How did that happen?
I effed up royally, so I'm going to take away from that by talking about the stats.
Go on, Alex.
500 milliamp battery capacity, 1.5 ohm resistance. It's a 20 milligram Nic salt, and it's a, well, I'm assuming the Juicy Choc 800 is suggestive of 800 puffs or thereabouts.
It's going to be...
It's going to be 600.
It's going to be down to the individual.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that's going to help with that 800, we've got a very nice mouthpiece there.
Yeah.
Shows it being very tight and narrow.
It does.
With that, we've also got very small airflow.
We have.
Coming through the bass here. Now, because it's that little bit more restricted, the hope is that you're going to get about 800 puffs out of it. Realistically, if you're someone that smokes about 20 a day, this is going to last you a day and a half, maybe 2 days. That's the kind of standard that we're looking at now with 2 mil disposables. I've just tried the grape, very authentic sweet grape. Really, really nice. Typical of what I expect. No coolant.
No.
I enjoy that.
Yeah, the grape, doesn't have a cold hit to it, which is really refreshing. So the strawberry banana, Pete, who wants to watch me suffer whilst I inhale on banana?
I am keen. You know I'm a fan of your suffering. That's why I placed the banana in the background to celebrate.
I mean, it's strawberry and banana. If you like strawberry and banana, this is a very good strawberry and banana. It's very good. Now I take my hat off to the fear of banana.
Yeah.
Don't want any more because I don't like banana.
I would like to try that. I've just had a go on the blueberry.
I'm going
to
rock the peachy apple then.
Again, nice sweet.
Oh, that's banana. Really good.
I do like what they've done with the cases here, making it look like a small little pod device. Very stealthy, convenient.
Or like Google Maps symbol for an industrial site, such as a...
Yeah.
Like a factory.
Maybe it's that.
It looks more like that from behind.
Oh, that's very good. Yeah. Surprisingly, although it's not cold, which is refreshing, it's very milkshake-esque, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. If you like strawberry and banana, like I said, that's a very good strawberry and banana. Right, now I've got this stupidly titled Red Monkey.
Red Monkey. Do you know, it's obvious what they're up to. They're trying to avoid any copyright issues.
I mean, that is very good.
It's bang on, isn't
it? It's really good, yeah. That is energy drink par excellence.
Okay, the truth here, if they just said this is the colour Bull energy drink... You would go, wow, it must be made by them because it's so precise. So if you're a huge fan of that drink, this doesn't miss in any way. It's exact.
I haven't experienced
one that's that accurate to it.
Yeah, so the whole flavour aspect of that is lovely. There's no lie there.
Wow. There's one that's quite a surprise. Watermelon. Very hit and miss watermelon. That, very, very good. It's just an authentic watermelon, but there's a little bit of coolant that helps deliver that sweetness. Boom.
That's really
straight
nice.
Up. Now, Alex, the ones really I've nice. Missed out of this range, because it is quite a bulky range.
You're going to go through them again.
We've not tried banana ice. You're not a huge fan.
No. Nope.
We've not tried the mango. Mango is very typical mango.
Yeah.
So I've assumed that we can pass by on that one. Coconut, melon... I was like, you know, I'm not a huge fan.
I quite like coconut melon.
Well, I skipped over it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's one rule for one and one rule for the other, isn't it? Because you cracked out strawberry and banana, but you didn't crack out one that I would have liked.
Do you know...
I don't want you to now. It's too late. It's too late.
I'm sorry.
I'm used to it, to be honest.
Look, the ones I did pick out, I deem to be the best in some aspect.
Yes.
Grape.
Okay.
I'm really interested in grape because it's a go-to. I love a grape. I love a caramel tobacco. I can judge those every time. Bang. What's it like? I can tell you if it's the best.
Yes.
Grape is right up there.
Yeah.
Even when I tried the energy drink, I was like, that is dead authentic. I know exactly what you're trying to do. You want to avoid the copyright problems, but you have got that to a T.
Yeah. The flavour is excellent.
Blueberry. Well, do you know what? There's not a disposable that hasn't covered a blueberry. And it's right up there. Very authentic blueberry.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some really good flavours there. Alex, is there a standout for you that you would recommend out of the Mosmo range?
Yeah, I think the Energy Ice was very, very good. the Red Monkey.
Yeah.
I thought was very, very good. The peachy apple was lovely. I think the grape is the strongest flavour, though. I think the grape, because it's not got a cooling agent to it, beautiful.
There are some very good grapes to try.
Mm.
I was keen to try this one. For me, I do like this peachy apple. I didn't actually try it on camera, so maybe I should make sure. I feel like I left it out. Yeah, it's very good. Very sweet with a little bit of coolant. I'm going to stick with the authentic choice that I'd have had as a go-to, which is really? The one that you kind of passed over. You didn't kind of think it was as big a deal as me
for
some reason.
I liked it. Don't get me wrong.
The watermelon, I kind of felt like with this watermelon, it was stand out. There was something a bit different about it. Very authentic. Grape, yes, it's exceptional. Red Bull, Red Monkey, that was very good, very spot on. But watermelon, there's so many that have tried it. That is an exceptional spot on replica. If you're looking for something a bit sweet to start your vaping journey, this is a good place to start. So well done, Mosmo. And out of this range, we've both got our favourites. Maybe you've got one too. Drop it in the comments below. Have you tried this range? Is there something else you want us to try? Let us know.
Please do.
But that is our look at the latest range from Mosmo, the Juicy Chalk.
Mmm.
Thanks, Alex. I'm sorry I missed out a favourite of yours there.
I'm used to it now, Pete, to be honest.
It feels like a little bit of a sting, I'm sure.
But, you know, I used to hold hope that, you know,
that I cared.
That you cared. But no, I know you don't.
I know where you're coming from. And
now that's confirmed, not for the first time, but,
I think you've read it wrong, that's all.
Read it wrong.
Yeah, you think I don't care, but truthfully, you know, I'm bothered that you're upset about it. Alex, what have you got next for us tucked down by the side?
Well, I have a Nick Salt range, of course, because it's me.
Okay. And because it's you, I can anticipate that they'll be in a 20 and not a 10.
And you've anticipated correctly.
Disappointing.
I don't care.
Ooh. I do like it when you bring little treats to the show. Okay. Rachel Rabbit. And, you know, kind of seductive wink going on there.
Yeah, yeah. It is. So,
tell me what's going on, Alex.
Peter!
Yes, Alex!
Peter!
Yes, Alex!
Better. I have a new range, or a sister range, of the Jack Rabbit Nick Salt range.
Right, I'm excited.
Rachel Rabbit.
Jack Rabbit was good.
Was very good. Desserty flavours, generally, like custard and banoffee pie. Here, we have mainly fruit flavours.
And a kind of seductive rabbit.
Yeah. You
know, I like the look.
A little winky rabbit.
Ooh, what's going on?
Hello,
there?
Like that. So what flavours have we got? Well, I can't remember off the top of
my
head.
Can I read them out to you? I like doing this. Red currant, grape and cherry.
That's correct.
Next up, Alex, we have pomegranate, kiwi and watermelon. I hope that I get to try that.
Yeah, that's one of the ones I've put to good try.
Job. Well done. Orange, mango and passion fruit, lemon, pear and raspberry, and last up, blueberry, citrus and pineapple. Also sounds really good.
It does, doesn't it?
Right, so there's one that stands out there that you know, I'm quite keen on. That sounds very tasty. Orange, mango and passion fruit.
It's very good, yes. That's not one I've put on to test today, though.
Okay, which ones have you got? Because
that one's on test.
Pomegranate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pomegranate, kiwi. Do you know what?
I always say kiwi, nice and sweet. I like a bit of kiwi in there. Pomegranate, I can't say I've had a pomegranate e-liquid.
You definitely have.
Have I?
Yeah, we've definitely covered pomegranate before.
Do you know, it doesn't stand out as something that I have.
Pomegranate punch by Opala.
Oh, do you
just
know?
To name one.
Classic. Okay, yeah, I have. I have. Yeah, that's
so pomegranate, kiwi and
passion fruit.
Yeah.
Pomegranate, kiwi, watermelon.
Okay. And the other one we've got on test is blueberry, citrus and pineapple.
beauty. Let's put those in there. Nice colours, very standout-ish.
Definitely. I really like the labelling of the bottles. I thought the Jackrabbit aesthetic was really good. I think the Rachel Rabbit one is very good. And there is also Neon. Is it Neon Rabbit? Cyber Rabbit. There's also Cyber Rabbit, which has got three flavour profiles in it at time of filming. And again, the packaging for that is phenomenal as well.
And you brought these in a 2% nicotine, or a 20, as we say.
Yeah, yeah, I did, yeah.
You know I like a 10, though, yeah?
No, I thought you liked a 20. Oh, was I wrong?
What flavour have you got there?
I've got the blueberry, citrus and pineapple.
Wow. Okay, so airflow wide open.
Really good.
Yeah. Subtle. I'm gonna close it off in a second.
Well, this blueberry and citrus concoction is really, really nice. It's fruity. It gets that, you get that bitterness from the citrus that just, it basically, it's a hugely well-balanced vape. It's fruity, but it's not overly sweet because of the citrus. It's something that I could definitely vape all day. It's really, really tasty.
These are interesting, aren't they?
They really are. They're not the most obvious fruit concoctions, are they? It's not like you'd instantly go, oh, blueberry, citrus and pineapple.
I love the mix, though. Really interesting. I've certainly never had three flavours together like that.
Well, let me try the pomegranate.
The aroma is really strong. I want to close off the airflow and try it.
Ooh. That is one of those flavours that is so Moorish, so easy to vape, that you could vape a bottle really quickly.
Yours has a citrus kick.
Yeah, the citrus really, really hits hard in that. But it's a really well-balanced overall vape.
Close it off. Warm up the airflow slightly. Warms up the inhale slightly. Tastes entirely different. Do you know, I wish you brought 10s because I'd really enjoy just sitting here vaping away on that. At a 10, I could vape it considerably longer.
Well, I could have bought a 10, but I didn't.
So. The thing is, people are asking for 20s. That's what people want. And 20s for a good reason. If you're coming off of cigarettes and this is your first step, you don't want to go disposable. You want to go for the cheaper option, which is to go for a pod device like mm-hmm. this and a nice Nic Salt. Then you're going to need that level of nicotine in order to hit those cravings. And a nicotine salt is going to be absorbed into your mm-hmm. system far quicker, so you're going to hit those cravings straight away. Whereas a free-based is going to give you a little bit more time until it's absorbed, but it stays in your system that bit.
And longer. It does give you an instant throat hit.
It does. And if you're not quite used to the 20s on an everyday like me, I can feel the nicotine, Alex.
Whereas I always use 20s, and it takes a lot longer for me to get to that edge of nicotine sanity. But, you know, I do get there eventually.
I love the smell of these.
They all smell superbly well. I mean, the two that we've tried were the two that I haven't tried so far.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm not disappointed by either. I think the pomegranate and kiwi one is absolutely stunning.
Someone's been having a go on this one. It's not quite a full bottle.
Oh, that's what I mean, yeah.
Wow.
It's really good, isn't it?
I hate to say it, it smells that nice, you'd want to drink it.
We don't advise drinking it, to be perfectly honest.
But, wow.
Really good.
I love the choice of how they've balanced them, almost like they're making cocktails, like orange, mango and passion fruit.
Maybe it is a cocktail, I mean, or a mocktail. But I look at them as just really good fruit-based vapes.
Lemon, pear, raspberry. That is an interesting mix.
Yeah, yeah.
So the one I just had with the citrus, tell me again, what was the mix in that? Because that citrus hit, that was really nice. It moistens the palate.
Well, I find you get the blueberry initially, then you get the citrus hit, and then the pineapple comes to the fore on the exhale.
Wow. So lemon, pear, and raspberry, and yet it's definitely the pear that you...
Well, the pear is a really nice... It smells incredible. I mean, I've already vaped a bottle of that one. That is my favourite out of all of them. And it's again, I mean, a bit like the pomegranate kiwi one and passion fruit. I mean, they are all about the Moorish vape. They're all about that day carry. And I could comfortably just vape that one flavour all day because it's that good.
You've put these in the Oxfam. Is this the...
Zlim. SE.
Oxfam Zlim SE. Now, these as a pod device handle a 50-50 Nixalt really well. What else would you pair these with? I know you often rock the AIO. Is this something that you would put in your AIO?
Yeah, for sure. I think anything that can wick up to a 50-50 VG-PG ratio... These e-liquids are definitely worth checking out. They cover all bases when it comes to flavour. And because they're not doing the same old sort of flavour, they might be using, you know, some of the flavour profiles as a component to the flavour they've come up with. Like blueberry is used a lot. But blueberry with the citrus and the pineapple, is just really, really good.
Fancy.
Yeah, it is.
They got fancy. I like it. And... Maybe mocktails is something I should try. I'm not a big drinker, but I do like those kind of fancy tastes that you get in cocktails. This is very, very nicely mixed and kind of reminiscent of like cocktails.
Yeah, I think they are a very summery range.
Yeah.
If you think the Jackrabbit range, which is lots of pies and custards and things like that, that's more of a autumnal winter sort of flavour profile range.
Yeah.
This is far more summer.
And you know what? I think that's going to be really popular.
Yeah. I honestly think this is a really good range to
And I
to
like get, what they've done with
get to know.
The punchy colours. I like their little logo of, is it Rachel Rabbit? Do you know? She looks good.
Yeah.
She's looking good.
Into rabbits?
Do you know, I am now. I grew up on Roger Rabbit. Rachel Rabbit wasn't really a thing.
No.
But you know.
Well, Jessica Rabbit.
That was another rabbit.
I mean, she wasn't a rabbit.
Roger... No, what's he
Roger
called?
Rabbit was Jessica Rabbit's husband, but Roger Rabbit was a rabbit, and Jessica Rabbit was a cartoon human.
Yeah.
Bit weird. Bit weird.
Bugs Bunny.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit is a bit of a weird film anyway.
That's really nice, Alex.
Yeah.
And blown away by them. When you bring things like this, I get excited, but please bring me a 10. I like a 10.
All right.
Yeah, 20... This 20s are for you people that are just starting to vape from smoking.
Or people like me that need a little bit more of a
just edgy hit. Calm down.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I mean, you know, I do use it as a calming measure.
Just pacifier.
You know, I suppose I'm quite rage-fueled.
Well, yeah, quite often with me.
Nah, never.
That has been our look at the Rachel Rabbit range.
It has.
Take your last look. I should do, ta-da! One of those lids isn't on properly because I just placed it on. Sorry, Alex. As you throw them all back on the side. And then it pours all over everything and then you get more rage and fuel and then you need more 20. And that's the problem. It's like a cycle that never stops.
It's like a vicious circle. Right. What have you got here,
Pete? There's quite a lot on the table, Alex.
Yeah.
I'm going to drop a few of these out. It's like a 13 flavour profile range, so it's pretty big. This is Upends, Up Bar, RS range, which, that's quite
They like
mouthful.
Football memorabilia, don't they?
Do you know, I guess I don't know a lot about football. I'm guessing these colours are inspired by...
No,
colours.
I mean, there's footballs on them.
Yeah.
And they sent us some merchandise to wear, didn't they?
They did send us some merch. In fact, I threw some merch over your way just a moment ago.
I got annoyed about it, didn't I, Pete?
Positioned these wrong as well. Blue raspberry. Look at that. They're nicely branded. I like it when it's easy to see. So I should put one of those... down here like that so you can see it nice and clearly, and I'll put the other one with the there we go. So
you want it that way around.
You've got a little something to look at on the camera now.
Yeah.
Isn't that
lucky,
is,
lucky
everyone,
people.
Is everyone happy now? Alex.
I'm not happy yet.
When you're ready. You're not happy yet?
We haven't taken the
Oh, no, are the stickers on the bottom as well?
I've done them all. I've done them all, Pete.
Alex, where would I be without you? Losing.
Losing, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be winning at life.
No.
Alex, in front of me, I've got the latest range from Uphens. This is called the Upbar RS, and it's packaged like it's football-inspired. Once more, I know it's football-inspired because they sent me a football shirt and they said, Pete, you look like a large guy. Double XL, all right? I said, yes. However, when it arrived, it didn't fit.
No, and I've tried it on. And yeah, I mean, I looked awful. I looked like Diego Maradona.
What I would say,
a month before he passed.
It's a great shirt, but unfortunately, I had a good winter.
Yeah, I mean, it's a proper football shirt, though. I mean, it's the same sort of material as you would have found in a 90s football shirt or an 80s football shirt. It says Upbar RS on the back, which is the range that we're trying today. Upends on the front as if they sponsor a football team. And I mean, you know, this is in the colour of Brighton and Hove Albion.
Is it really?
Yeah, or Huddersfield.
So this is where I'm a little bit out of my depth.
Or Reading, although Reading stripes are different.
I don't know a huge amount about football, so I'm going to skim over that part and go there. Football inspired.
Who's your favourite football player of all time? Somebody that isn't into football.
I've always found that it's very easy to pick out Frank Lampard when watching Chelsea.
Oh, dear God.
That's because he has a certain run.
You do know he retired and he's a manager now, yeah?
That's how long ago it was that I watched.
You think Frank Lampard is the best footballer in the world? Or has been the best footballer ever?
Do you know?
Lampard. I mean, he was good, Pete. Yeah. Better than Steven Gerrard.
But yeah,
bring it on. Bring on Liverpool supporters.
This is the thing. I'm massively out of my depth with football. Honestly, the only time I really watch football and I watch every game is World Cup.
Now, see, I hate international football.
Really?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Wow. And
it's
I found
boring.
Watching the World Cup more recently, I didn't know any of the names. So
no.
I go, oh, what happened to the days of like Beckham, Rooney?
They got old and retired.
Even like Peter Crouch.
Yeah.
What, is he too old now as well?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Out of the three you just named,
yeah.
Wayne Rooney is the youngest.
Is he really?
And he's like 34, 35 now, yeah.
That's sad.
I mean, David Beckham's like 46.
So, that's a young man.
Yeah, in general.
Yeah.
But as a footballer, nah.
And if we've old turned man. Off people because they don't like football, hang on in there.
Yeah, because I'll tell you my two favourite players of all time, and they're both French.
Don't bother. Go on
Zinedine
then.
Zinedine Zidane. Love him.
Okay.
Loved how he signed off his career by headbutting Marco Materazzi in the World Cup final.
Wow.
And getting sent off. But he was an amazing player.
Yeah.
And obviously, Eric Cantona.
Okay.
Ooh, Cantona, I said. Ooh, Cantona.
Alex.
Enigma.
I've picked out of this huge flavour profiled range.
Oui.
Four classics. Now.
Ça va?
I'm going to put the four that I want to try here because
the four you want to try.
They're the ones I'm really excited about.
Yeah.
And I shall read off what you're missing out on.
All right, you read them off.
If you're really upset.
How close are you going to have to get to the boxes to read them, Pete?
At the moment,
your
covered,
eyesight has got worse and worse with the each
I refuse
week that's
to
gone
wear
on.
Glasses. I refuse. Alex, the range that we're missing out on, if you want any one of them, you may have one extra. Okay. Apple ice.
Mm-hmm.
Orange ice. These are all in 20s, by the way. Banana ice. Are you tempted?
No. I'm sure it's lovely.
You still hate bananas. Strawberry ice. Do you know, there's a lot of ice going on here. Blueberry ice. Ice mint. Now, I know you don't like mint, and I know you don't like bananas, so they're easy for you to pass on. Cola ice. Peach ice. And watermelon breeze.
And I think all of those flavours are acceptable to everybody that's watching.
They're classic.
They are classic disposable flavours.
Yeah. So those flavours are what you will find in most ranges. However, the ones I've picked out in front of us here, Alex, I've got mango ice.
Yes, you have.
Classic disposable flavour. I know exactly what to expect.
But it's something that we can compare and contrast quite easily.
Passion fruit.
Ooh.
Okay, no ice on that, so it'd be interesting. Tobacco.
Nice.
And blue raspberry. Ooh. You happy now?
Yeah.
So there was a classic there for you.
I'm cracking on with the Blue Raspberry.
Okay. Now, looking at the device itself, it has very clearly written on it what is inside. So I've got passion fruit, and as I twirl that in the light, hopefully you can read that without it glaring too much. That's my passion fruit. And on the other side, I've got my football. But it's quite a sparkly one.
It is.
Go on then, Alex. See what you think.
Ooh, that's tasty. Blue raspberry without an ice hit. Yes!
Excuse me.
See, up ends, I'll forgive your poor sizing of football t-shirts. There's no way that is a double XL. I wear extra large, and that was really tight on me. It wouldn't fit on Pete. Not in a horrible way, but I mean, he's a big lad. Look at him. I mean, I'm quite tall. Pete makes me look like a dwarf.
It wouldn't go anywhere near me, which is embarrassing because that makes me feel now not so good about myself.
As if you're a triple XL minimum.
I think it would be a 5XL in that size chart.
I think I'd be a triple XL in that size chart, and that would still be tight. The love handles would still be visible.
Okay. Real time. Real talk, Alex.
Real talk.
I need to share something with you.
Yeah.
If you smoke,
I don't,
then this tobacco is going to make you feel like you are still smoking. That is frighteningly close to the real experience of tobacco.
Wow.
To the point where you think, oh God, I've just had a cigarette. It's their sizing of their promo gear, their merch, not good.
Flavor profiles,
very good.
The blue raspberry is amazing. So I was going to try the passion fruit next.
I want you to try the tobacco first, just so we can sign off on the tobacco being authentic.
Okay. I just don't want to.
Which one did you just try?
The blue raspberry.
Blue raspberry. Okay.
I want to try the tobacco. I just don't want to over nicotine myself.
Oh wow, that's fantastic. That's really nice.
It's really good. Wow, this tobacco win. That's lovely. Truly good.
Okay, I really like that out of the range.
That tobacco is really nice.
Okay, which one did you want to go for tobacco next?
I'll go passion fruit.
Passion fruit. Yeah, tobacco is a little bit worrying. I feel like I've had a cigarette. It's so close to the real thing. Normally, you get something that's a bit more...
Yeah, it's very Golden Virginia tobacco-y.
Caramel or smooth kind of creaminess to it that you know isn't authentic, but it's kind of more enjoyable. That just is straight up like cigarette. Okay, mango ice.
That passion fruit is stunning.
Mango ice is just classic mango ice. That is a great place to start your vaping journey. I really like these. They're a really nice form factor.
Yeah, I mean, ergonomically, they look a little bit, and then you pick them up and start vaping them, and they actually feel really good. The lip feels really, really nice on them.
They're shouting, look at me. I've got a very slim vape that lights up at the base.
Yeah. Vertical stripes are meant to be quite thinning.
Yeah.
But judging by the footage you got earlier of me and AJ wearing those football shirts.
Yep.
Both of which were
XL. And if you're on TikTok or the Instagram, go over and check it out.
Yeah, you'll find it. I mean, this video will be coming out a while after we have filmed it. But, yep. So you might have to go through a few
posts.
Talks first.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want to be disgusted by loads of pallid flesh.
Tick away.
On show, go for it. Good, isn't it?
Really nice airflow, really fast firing.
Yeah. A really comfortable bit of kit.
A little bit of the authentic sourness.
Yeah. I think that passion fruit is a winner completely. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I'm so glad I picked these. Now, for me, that tobacco, I feel like I've gone back to smoking. So,
naughty.
For some people, that's going to be a really good thing, but I actually feel a little bit guilty with that. So I'm going to rule that out as my favourite, but that's not because it's a bad thing. It's just a little bit too much like smoking. So if you want a real tobacco, that's a good place to start. However, if you're starting your vaping journey, then for me, I have to say, the first one I started which was Blue Raspberry.
Wait, the first one you started with was tobacco.
Well, the first one that I was wowed by.
Yeah, yeah.
This Blue Raspberry. That is incredible.
It's really good, isn't it?
Super sweet, really quick firing, so you get a real nice mouthful of vape. The flavour's absolutely incredibly authentic, as it is with all the ones we've tried, but there's a huge range. Yep. And unfortunately, because they're 2% nicotine, that's too much for me to vape all of them in one hit.
It is, yeah.
So you kind of miss out a little bit. We've shared with you what we think is the highlights. We may have missed something. I hope we haven't.
No.
Alex, what's your favourite out of this range?
Same as you. Blue Raspberry.
Blue Raspberry.
The Passion Fruit, a close second.
Passion Fruit was dead authentic. Mango Ice, we've had great Mango Ice.
We have had. In the past, we've had a lot of Mango Ice, and generally, it's harder to find one that isn't nice.
Yeah.
And that one's lovely as well.
Yeah, I can sign that off as going, it's a good place to start your vaping journey.
Yes.
However, if you want the best vaping experience from a disposable from Upends, try this Blue Raspberry, because I would say we both signed that off as the best out of this range. It's a very standout e-liquid. Saying that, you know, I haven't checked all of them. Maybe I've missed something, but these are the ones that truly excite me from these flavor profiles. Alex and viewers, that has been our look at the Upends Up Bar RS. Really enjoy vaping those.
Yeah, they were really good, man.
But if they had that in a zero, Nick, I'd be sat here just chuffing away, because that is quite a tasty flavour.
It is.
Oh, out come the big guns. So, 100ml bottles on the table, all taped up, so we're compliant with YouTube now. Have you got a couple more bungs there for me, Alex?
I've got one.
Oh, yeah, I found the other one. Yeah, that tobacco is frighteningly like smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I don't know if frightening is... I think again, you're sort of making it sound more than it is.
Just stack them up to drop them down. Let me get these out of the way. I think I told you, you know, there's more and more people watching on the podcast platforms now.
Yes.
And I feel bad for them, because they're getting all this dead space. We're like,
yeah,
I mean, tidying the table.
A lot of the time we try to fill it, but I think we end up just talking utter nonsense that maybe is worse than dead air.
Yeah, maybe you prefer silence.
Yeah, I mean, we can try. We're not good at being quiet.
It's normally in between where you have a little rant about something before we start the next video. Well, off he goes.
Normally, you know, I'm good at being silent when me and the wife have had an argument. I'm quite good at just going, yeah, I'm going to be quiet until
that
she
ends it.
I'm going to be quite quiet. I'm not going to say much other than, do you fancy a cup of tea? Until she's come round to my way of thinking and apologised.
Yeah.
Sometimes that can take a long time.
The silent treatment has to last. Once you commit to...
Yeah, you can't just pull back out quick.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right. You're getting the silent treatment. Once you've gone that far,
yep,
that's it. You're committed. Until she comes around to your way of thinking, in which case, the silent treatment can end.
Yeah.
Has she mentioned anything about the state of your tash currently?
How grey it is.
Well, do you know what? I'm kind of going... Your tash game is strong. Well, there's a strong tash going on.
I'm trying to look at the monitor, but I mean, what's wrong with it?
I'm more concerned.
I need a shave.
It's these bits here. There's a gap in the tash to the goatee.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Has she commented on that?
No.
How do you feel that that's the best your goatee's ever going to be?
Well, when I'm sat opposite you, I feel hugely masculine.
Right. Here's the reality.
That's the best your facial hair is going to get. Like a baby's bum.
Okay, I don't want to make you feel bad, but I've actually got a condition.
Yeah?
Alopecia face.
Just on the face? Mm-hmm. It only affects your face, your arms, and your legs.
Okay, right. So, you know, like I said, I don't want you to feel bad, but if I was to grow this, I would
just be extra skin.
Huge patches where there's no hair at all. Would you? Even on my chin.
Yeah.
I get like big patches where there's nothing.
Like the whole of your face?
No, no. I can grow like little.
I mean, I like your eyebrows. I mean, you're a man in your 40s. Mm. You've got the eyebrow game of a 6-year-old child.
Yeah, your tash looks stupid.
Oh,
right. If you're gonna go there, I've never really liked your tash. It's incomplete to a goatee.
No, I don't want it to complete to the goatee. I like being able to pick it up and go.
You're gonna get the silent treatment in a minute.
Like that. I like doing that. So, but there is a lot of white hairs in it, and it is at that length where I need to trim it because I get a combination of food stuck in it or hair stuck in my teeth.
Yeah.
So
I couldn't go fully dedicated. Let's say I could grow it to the depth that you've got there, which is quite established.
Is it though?
It looks it, especially on the chin. There's some depth. If I could, I don't know that I would, because if I couldn't complete it, it just annoys me looking at your face.
I think this is a good guy who can't grow a beard.
Yeah.
I think that's what I've got. Facial hair wise is a good I can't grow a real beard. You have got I can't grow a beard. That's all you've got. That's the limit. Your limit is so low. Like, I've even touched your face to feel if there's stubble there, and there isn't. It's like touching a bit of recently sliced ham.
I want to be mad at you, but yeah, Alex, I'm really angry that you've said that.
The truth,
but, you know, it's very real.
Yeah, I mean, I
if you feel there's a little bit of,
I can see there's nothing there, Pete. It's
but here,
it's like some slightly sweaty cheese, like that's been left in the kitchen and somebody's gone, oh, I forgot to put it back in the fridge. Is it gone? Maybe not. Maybe it's savable. But if it's 24 degrees outside, that's left in the kitchen and it starts sweating, it's gone. And that's what the texture of your lower face really reminds me of.
Alex, what have you got here?
Well, Pete, I've got an amazing dessert-based 100ml short fill range. It is Seriously Donuts
apple fritter.
Mate, right. So every single one of these, I've vaped a lot. It's phenomenal.
Right.
So we've got apple fritter donut.
Then you've got glazed Biscoff.
Right, so let me tell you a story about the glazed Biscoff.
I like a bit of Biscoff.
Me and my boss are both like, that's amazing. I had some Nick Salt nicotine.
Yeah.
We both got 50 mil of 20 milligram Nick Salt made out of that.
Oh, it smells
so good.
Wow. I love those Biscoff biscuits. You know that you're getting a proper cup of coffee when they drop a little cheeky Biscoff by the side of it.
That is spot on.
Alex, I cut your story short, but...
Originally glazed.
Then we have raspberry jam, classic donut.
Yeah, I don't like the classic donut. But
strawberry and cream.
It's amazing.
How have they done that cream? And lemon drizzle.
That's a surpriser. The lemon drizzle is... So the ones I've put out... So I've nailed these.
Yeah.
The ones I've put out for us to try right now are the apple fritter, because it's the one that leaps out from the page of, I wonder what that tastes like, as well as the glazed Biscoff, but I'm saving that for me, so I don't want to let you have any. And the lemon drizzle donut, because lemon drizzle donut, you're like, is that going to be really good? It's a bit like the apple fritter.
I want a little bit of zest. If you're going to give me lemon drizzle, I want zest.
That's
Alex.
It. So either end of the scale of how I've set them up, you've got... Right, classic, more classic-y sort of donut, you know, let's say new wave donuts. Let's say, you know, when we think of donuts, we think of the well-established one that you find in most city centres.
Yeah. It's quite expensive.
Yeah, and it begins with a K.
Yeah.
And the second word is a K, although they're both incorrectly spelt.
You're not. It should be a C. I don't think we can say it without getting in trouble, so...
No, I'm not going to say it.
Okay, cool.
It should be spelt with Cs. But anyway, I thought lemon drizzle donut, apple fritter donut, let's give them a go. So
yeah.
I've got the lemon drizzle in this PMP X tank from Vupu.
Great tank.
Great, it is a great tank.
Flavor tank.
Right, so I've got it set at 70 watts. Are you ready?
Okay, blow my mind, Alex. I want to see clouds for days. Clouds, bro, clouds. Oh, yeah.
Every single thing you want from a lemon drizzle donut is in here. Every single thing. You get
I'd like the zestiness to say, of the I'll lemons. Be the judge.
You get the you get that donut flavour, that thick dough sort of flavour.
Yeah.
And you get just sugar. You get that sense of sugar. It is absolutely stunning.
Okay, you've
and teased. It's not a coil killer so far.
Wow. It smells so strong. I mean, not only when you blew it across the room, just now the room smell just like donuts.
It's so good.
Oh, mouth's watering. Alex. Wow. Okay, that's a little bit. With a microphone that close, nobody wants to hear you salivate.
Yeah, they don't want to hear you go.
So, yeah, sorry about that.
Especially to people that can't see us, because that makes it even worse.
Just the whole listening experience.
I mean, we could pretend it's a tap in the background.
It's a bit ASMR, isn't it?
Yeah, but not good ASMR.
Gee, bless me.
Oh, that's a good way of blowing your eyes out of your head, holding your nose when you sneeze.
I was trying to do it quietly. So, Alex, for anyone that's watching that's going, wow, 100ml short fills. What's all this about? I've just started vaping. Can I have that? Is that going to be like my disposable?
Well, no. So short fills generally are going to have a thicker VG ratio than something you'd start commonly with. So short fills are zero nicotine. That's why you can have a bigger bottle. You can't have a bottle above 10 milliliters if it's got nicotine in it. So you would add nicotine yourself to these, but with the space you've got on top of the e-liquid that's in there that's a zero, you're realistically only going to be able to make a 3, which is what you want when you're sub-ohm vaping, which is when you develop a load of flavour, you blow out a lot of clouds, you have a below 1 ohm resistance coil, that means you're sub-ohm vaping. In this case, that's a 0.15 sub-ohm coil, PMP coil, with the lemon drizzle, and it is phenomenal as a sub-ohm bit of kit. So this isn't what I'd ever recommend anybody to start with. This is when you know that vaping is something that you want to do. You don't necessarily need nicotine anymore, but you want all of the flavour all day long. This is where you want to go.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to the kind of stages of vaping being like, just listen to the person serving you.
Mm-hmm. If you're in a vape store,
if you've just started an interest in vaping, listen to what other people are saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Jumping straight into something like this means you're going to have a very low level of nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting a huge amount of vapor production. So your actual intake is going to be greater in volume than what you'll get from a small disposable or a small mouth-to-lung pod.
That's very true.
So where you might be having a 20 or a 2% of nicotine, when you get to this amount of volume of vapor production, dropping it right down to a 3 is actually, you're still getting as much as what you need.
Yeah, yeah.
But you may not be able to cope until you've given up smoking for a while. You may not be able to cope with this style of vaping. It doesn't suit for everyone. No. They want to stick to mouth to lung, similar to a cigarette. Get rid of that addiction to the cigarettes, drop your nicotine down. That's a perfect time. 70-30 and 50-50. I prefer a 70-30.
Yeah.
It's less catchy for me. I find it very, very smooth. But you can still add a nic salt to the short fill.
You can. So you can have a 3 milligram nic salt-based short fill e-liquid there.
Yeah.
I think it's a great way to go if you're looking at developing flavour. You want to enjoy blowing out a load of clouds, being a bit antisocial, but at the same time, enjoying what you're doing without necessarily needing a high dose of nicotine to do that. And I think a 70% VG, yeah, it's really smooth on the throat. It's, it's going to give you maximum clouds, you know, because a higher VG ratio means that the way that the e-liquid interacts with the coil, the wicking material, the vaping process means that you produce far more vapor.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the best thing to start with. That's basically it. A 50-50 nic salt, potentially, or a 50-50 free-base nicotine e-liquid, they're probably far more what you need when you initially start. It's good having one of these in the background, though, as your evening little bit
what
of fun.
I really like is there's AIO devices now that you can take around with you that are more convenient than the bulky mods that will take a 70-30. Mm-hmm. So there's plenty of devices that will take this type of juice. And obviously, it's a far more affordable way of getting your juice as well. So it's something to bear in mind on your vape journey. What I would say, Alex, is, wow, I had a lot of lemon just then.
It was so good.
It was a little bit of a surprise just how much that makes you salivate, though.
It really does.
So what have you got loaded up in this tank?
This is the apple fritter donut, as discussed earlier. So this is in the Freemax Fireluke Solo tank.
Yeah.
This is all about high power, high vapor production, all flavor. And the apple fritter is... I don't use this phrase lightly about e-liquids. This is a game changer.
Wow. Big words. Oh, I just miss the days of Clouds Bro Clouds.
I sometimes do.
Yeah.
When you've got great e-liquid like that, yeah.
For me, there's like a time of day where I can vape like this because it's so antisocial, in as much as... You don't want to do it in a small room.
You don't want to do it in your car.
Definitely not. You don't want to do it at a bus stop.
No.
Or a smoking shed or shelter, whatever.
But and we'd ask you to refrain from doing that because, you know, that's what gives vapors and vaping a bad name is when somebody, you see like, there'll be people who aren't smokers or vapors waiting at a bus stop and then you just see this cloud, this plume of vape and it's... Even though, you know, it's fine. It's not going to do anything. It's that perception. And we want vaping to be legitimate. We want vaping to be all the way.
Yeah.
The right thing to do to transition from smoking and totally. You know, let's take other people who aren't smokers or vapers into consideration when we're doing what we're doing. You don't have to. I'm not going to harass you for that. How good is that, man?
That is far sweeter than I anticipated.
Mate, it's so good.
I'm getting almost like a golden syrup amount of sweetness from this.
The apple is so tasty. It's crisp.
I try and blow it away from you because we will fog out the room. That is superb. And you've paired that with a brilliant tank as well.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Flavor-wise, they don't need any correcting on the name. They really are seriously donut.
Yeah. They're I'm going to say it, hand on table, hand on heart. They're just the best donut range I've had in a long time. So good. That Biscoff is insane. Next time I'm down, Pete, I'll bring you some of my Nick Salt version of it. Just so you can have a little tank full.
In a 10?
No, I've made it in a 20. I didn't make it for you. I'm giving you a little free sample.
Well, why would you give me the wrong one? Oh,
shut up. Right, anyway, Seriously Donuts needs to be a Nick Salt range as well because the flavours are incredible.
Do an appeal now. Maybe they're watching. Probably not.
Right, so...
Seriously Donut. Wait. Dear Seriously Donut, this is an appeal from the FE Vape Show.
Please give everybody the opportunity to sample your amazing flavor profiles. How about making a 50-50 Nick Salt range version of them? Everybody would be happy then. Everybody would. Please. For just £4 a month. Oh, sorry, that's a different advert.
No. You went off track at the end. But sorry, that's okay. Guys. That's okay. It's easy to happen.
It's because ultimately from doing this, I'm hoping that I get a job as a voiceover.
Ah, right.
Voiceover artist.
Yeah. Alex, blown away.
Have you heard Hidden Earring?
By Seriously Donuts. Awesome, awesome range.
Yes.
Check them out. That Biscoff, do you reckon it's as good in the sub-ohm tank?
Oh, it is as good, yeah.
Raspberry jam. Okay, raspberry jam's going to be raspberry jam. Strawberries and cream. Mm. Okay, yeah, I think you did pick out the best ones there. I love the zestiness. What have you got? What have you got next, Alex?
It's what you've got.
Come and give it to me.
It's what you've got, sunshine.
Oh, yeah.
Just going to put my leg up now.
I've got some. Oh, yeah.
Been sat here for too long.
I'll put them in a little tub. Oh, yeah. That was my
I'll accent. Put them in a little tub. Tub? Tub? Oh, yeah, no way.
That was me doing the accents.
Accent. Excellent scent.
Right, you can read these off because they're too far away for me without my glasses on. That's sad, isn't it?
Well, that's because they're more than an inch away from your eyeballs.
I'll take that one off.
So, Pete.
Alex.
What have we got here?
Here we have the latest from Misu with their bar range. Now, I've got the full range of flavour profiles in front of me.
Yep.
Do you want to read them off?
Yeah, yeah. So
okay.
We've got...
I'll do the points, okay?
Double apple, banana ice, strawberry ice cream, energy, lychee ice, peach ice, menthol, can't see.
But this one that's the darker colour is actually blueberry ice.
Blueberry ice.
Right, Alex, that was great. Thanks. I love the voiceover work that you've been training for.
Yeah, yeah.
Is clearly paying off. Were you on the X Factor the other day?
No, but I might have introduced somebody that wasn't ever on the X Factor.
Wow.
Peter Morgan! What song would you sing?
Something by the Spice Girls.
Oh.
Yeah, just rock it.
Shake up your life?
Yeah.
Or spice up your life, whatever it's called.
Hey boy and every girl. No.
What song would you actually sing that you know the lyrics to?
I'm not very good at the old songs. I'm feeling inspired, though, now that you've mentioned I could have my 15 minutes of fame.
I mean...
Although it actually equates to about 3 minutes on the telly.
I could see you doing If You Want to Be My Lover, because there's a lot of zigga-zigga-zigga-zigga-zigga-zigga-zigga.
You gotta get with my friends.
Which is weird, because if you get with their friends, what, are they judging you?
Oh, are you all right with me getting with your friends?
Yeah.
Anyway...
I've gone through the group.
Alex, what I thought we would do is...
It's a recipe for insecurity.
It's quite a big range.
It is. It's 8 flavour profiles large.
So I thought
yes,
we'd mix it down to about half. Now, I'm going to play a little game where I get to pick my favourite and then you can pick a favourite, then I'll pick a favourite, then you'll pick a favourite, and then we'll vape those and we'll decide out of them which one we think are the best.
Okay.
How about that for a little game?
Yeah, fine. Okay, you go first then.
Okay, well, I'm going for the win with double apple. Make your choice. I took the double apple.
I'm going for the strawberry ice cream.
Okay, right. Next up.
Which has got a beautiful colour picture of a strawberry ice cream. Let me see if I can get that closer to the camera.
Now. It won't focus there. You've got to come back about there. That's it. There. Hold it still. Hold it still.
It will focus where I tell it to focus, Pete.
Oh, okay. I've gone for my second pick, and I chose menthol.
Oh, well, okay. That's nice, because that takes it out of the game for me.
Right, go on.
I've gone energy.
Oh, do you know, classic disposable vape. That means we leave on the table banana ice. We also leave peach ice, which is a classic. I mean, I would have chosen that. Lychee ice, again, great flavour. And blueberry ice, which I'm surprised that you left. Right, Alex.
You know why I left it, yeah?
Go on.
Ice
baby.
No. Just... Peter Morgan!
Ice baby.
Are you beatboxing as well there?
Yeah, I've got skills. I've got skills. Alex, this is the menthol. I'm quite looking forward to it because what type of menthol will it be? There's so many types now. So many are like chewing gum, some of them are like mints.
What, like mints that you put in a lasagna or a spaghetti bolognese?
Did I say it wrong?
No.
Oh, okay. This is, winter's coming. And you get out a packet of boiled sweet mints. It's that type of authentic, not like the humbug types, but you know the clear ones?
I do know the clear ones, yes.
It's like a candy mint. That's quite nice.
And I've got strawberry ice cream, so let's see.
No way. No way. I just noticed as you were vaping that, it lights up on the base. Hold on. Can I try and get that on camera? See that? They've got a little logo on the base there. As you vape, it lights up.
It does. I mean, it's because they've put a sticker over it, and so they cut out the miso.
That's clever.
Is it? I mean, it does look cool.
Okay, so... it's quite a restricted vape, so it's a bit like it should be...
It's a tight draw, but I like that.
Yeah. Ergonomics good, mouthpiece good, airflow good.
Yeah.
Flavor of the mint, very candy based. What was yours?
Strawberry ice cream, and it was strawberry ice cream. There's no fuss. It's strawberry ice cream, and it tastes really nice. And I think sometimes when I come across disposables, I'm there thinking, oh, I'd quite like it to be a bit of a looser drawer. You know,
wow.
Other times I'm like, no, disposables. And I don't know if it's the aesthetic, the way it feels in hand. I don't know if it's one of those things, yeah. But these I hoped were going to be a tighter draw, a proper mouth to lung draw. And they are.
Do you know what I would say is it's not cold.
No.
I thought, well, if they're going to say ice cream, ooh. So I left it on the table thinking that's going to be a bit too chilled for me.
But it wasn't. It was literally just like ice cream.
It's like milkshakey. So you're now on the energy drink.
With two red and blue cans that say energy on them.
Fantastic vape.
Oh, that energy. It's up there with energy drink flavours. It's very good. It tastes exactly like an energy drink. What more can I really say? It is what it says it is.
Double apple?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They've gone for not the double apple that I thought, which would be two types of apple mixed in together, something sweet and maybe like a candy, an authentic apple and a candy version of an apple. That's quite commonly what we see. Mm-hmm. It gives it that kind of sweetness at the same time. Nope. They've gone for two types of apple, but in like a drink form. So it's like cold out of the fridge.
Ooh.
Yeah, totally different to what I was expecting to experience. Yeah, so that's like a cold apple drink.
Nice.
Very nice. Something quite different. What was your other flavour, sorry?
Energy.
Let me have a little taste of the energy. And they've even got a little image.
I've mentioned that. Yeah, again, Pete doesn't listen.
I was enjoying my vape at the same time.
That's a good excuse, yeah.
Okay, I can smell the energy drink. Do you know what? That's very good. To the point where I'm going to choose one more. Go on, peach ice, go on. I know I'm breaking all the rules now. I've added one more to my game. Oh, and I'm glad I did. That's very, very nice.
Good.
Again, it's more drinks based. It's like straight out of the fridge. That's the ice part. It's cold, not freezing, just fridged. And peach juice. So it's quite sweet, quite pleasant.
Good.
Alex, if you had to pick a favourite out of the ones you picked up, what would you go for?
They were both very good.
Yeah.
I'd probably say that I'd get on personally with the ice cream more than the energy myself.
Yeah, however, whole creaminess was nice.
Yeah, however, I think out of those two, the most popular would be the energy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you know, I think that people would probably go for the double apple first, but for me, I did like that menthol. I liked the boiled candiness to it, you know, the boiled sweet, which is, again, something different. I've had a couple of chewing gum flavours lately, and as much as I like them, I do like being pleasantly surprised.
I don't think I would have called that either, to be honest. I think if you'd said to me, what do I think you'd go for, I'm surprised you went for the menthol, and that just shows how tastes change and how you can be influenced by a single device.
Yeah, totally.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, I think there's so many different types of mint that end up getting branded just up as menthol that it's too broad.
Yeah.
Way too broad. So I always like to try and just see what they got going on. And even double apple, that was a surprise. It wasn't a candy and an apple. It was a straight up apple drink.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Nice surprise. I'm happy with that. And that has been our look at the Miso bar range.
Yeah. So we hope you've enjoyed this this one of our podcasts.
This great episode with Pete. That's what you meant to say. Mm-hmm. Hope you've enjoyed anyway, this great
I hope you guys at home have enjoyed this, and there will be plenty more coming, and just stick with us and watch us go through a journey of vape.
Yeah, and if you thought it was really good, or maybe it would help someone, then how about sharing it? Because I'd appreciate that.
Pete would.
Maybe give it a share.
Yeah, maybe.
Go on. If you listen to this long.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
You know, a share. Yeah. It doesn't even cost anything. Just share it. Who's that all smelly friend that's still smoking? You know, go and have a word with them.
All it costs is time.
FE Vape Show.
FE Vape Show.
And until the next time.
I've been me. You've been you.
Come on.
Pete's been Peter. And well done for that.
I appreciate that.
That's okay.
You used to do a lot of hate at the end. I know. But I've stopped stealing it.
You have.
I haven't been stealing it for a while. Oh, you're done. Headphones are off. Okay.
Got sweaty ears.
Bye, everyone.